Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, February 7th. Kind of a slow Monday night in sports, or is NBA trade deadline creeping up, hoping that we have some more moves. I can't get that excited about the Toronto Raptors maybe moving somebody. I don't think Kevin Durant, as excited I am about the potential of Kevin Durant moving, I'm going to go ahead and guess no right now. I'd love to be wrong on that one. NBA stars changing teams is really good for business. Interesting subplot is that Super Bowl, we kind of sort of took a backseat Monday to the wild and wacky NBA. It's weird. There is, and again, I'm in California. Last year, the Rams were in the Super Bowl, so there's a lot of juice out here. I don't detect as much buzz about Eagles, Chiefs out here on the West Coast. Now, everywhere I go, people are like, oh, who you got in the game? But it's not like, oh, I can't wait to see Jalen Hurts battle this Chiefs defense or Patrick Mahomes against the team that led the NFL in sacks. There is just not a ton of juice for the game. Obviously, in Philadelphia, they're super stoked. And Kansas City, you know, they're borderline getting spoiled at this point. With so many trips to the Super Bowl, what is this, the third trip with Patrick Mahomes in 5 years? Not bad. Not bad at all. I did see the over got hit. It went from 50.5 to 51. Interesting. So that sets up what, like a 30 to 20? No. Jeez, I can do math. 27-24 somebody puts us right at 51. I actually took a nibble on the over. I guess I missed the 50.5. But 51, I think, is a fair price, right? We're looking at two prolific offenses, especially the Eagles. They should be able to move the ball up and down the field against this Chiefs defense. I don't know that the Chiefs are going to put up that much resistance. I think maybe the Eagles steamrolls the last two games against, you know, listen, quarterbacks that couldn't do anything. It was a little misleading. Remember, Philadelphia ran the ball 44 times in both of those playoff games, largely because they were ahead so much. They led by double digits starting the second half in both games, and neither of them got close in the second half. That's not going to be the case here. Not at all. A couple other bets that I had, I wrote up a couple for Fox Sports MidwayUSA.com. Fun one that you may or may not like. There is a bet about Joel Embiid points on Saturday against Philadelphia Eagles rushes. Kind of an interesting bet. The Joel Embiid number is 20. I'm sorry. Joel Embiid is +1.5 that he will have more points than the Eagles have rush attempts. And it's funny because Embiid, if you didn't know this, leads the NBA in scoring 33.5. He has a game against Brooklyn on Saturday. So you're thinking, oh, they don't have Kyrie, they don't have KD, it's a steamroll. Well, actually not. Nick Claxton is a pretty damn good defensive player. He's emerging as, like, you know, one of the more improved players in the league this year. And last time they met, Embiid struggled against Claxton. He was 6 of 18. He did get 26 points because the guy eats at the foul line. But I just want to warn you, Eagles rushes, everybody's going to look to hammer that because they're going to say, oh, they're going to run the ball all over this Chiefs defense. Listen, if Mahomes gets the lead early and Hurts in a, you know, there's a guy who 2 years ago was like not even a starting quarterback on the Eagles. If he's a little rattled and he's not 100%, I mean, there's a scenario where the Eagles are playing catch up and they're not running the ball the entire game. Now, here is the super interesting part about the Embiid thing. They're on a back-to-back Saturday. Okay? Embiid, back-to-back, used to just sit out the second game because, you know, they didn't want him getting injured. He's already done 5 back-to-backs this season, and it's kind of been mixed, and I dug into it. So on the second night of a back-to-back earlier this year, he did have 59 points. But against OKC later in the season, 16. Like, I know Embiid's in the MVP race. This is a NBA TV game, so there'll be a lot of eyes on it. Obviously, Brooklyn and Philly, no love lost, the Ben Simmons factor. It feels like a potential big game spot for Joel Embiid. So I took Embiid +1.5. There is some juice, -128. I think it's a fun bet. Joel Embiid points versus Eagles rush attempts. The other one I hit was the first quarter over 9.5. There's some juice there as well, -125. You guys know historically, everybody bets the under in the first quarter of the Super Bowl. 2 weeks off, the pomp and circumstance, the national anthem. I mean, it is quite the show. And teams, nobody wants to come out and make a mistake in the opening minutes of the Super Bowl. First quarter, teams play cagey, close to the vest. I don't think that's the case here. We're talking about two of the best scoring offenses in the first quarter this season. The Eagles were 4th in the league. Chiefs were 5th in first quarter scoring. Both playoff games, Eagles got the ball right down the field. Chiefs got the ball. This is even better. Both playoff games, scores on their first 3 drives. Now, I know it's Jaguars, and I know it's Bengals, and the Eagles are a much better defense, but we're talking about Andy Reid off the script is as good as it gets in the league. Eagles have been very good this year at coming out and just smashing you. So I took the over 9.5 in the first quarter. If you guys remember last year, it was looking like an under the whole way, and then there was a field goal with like 28 seconds left that hit the over. So I took the over. We'll do a lot more gambling later in the week, obviously for Friday's pod, Super Bowl props galore. But I'll take a quick moment before Rob and I break down the NBA. We just want to hammer away at the Lakers and LeBron because he's the big story, but we'll get to it in a second. I just had some quick thoughts on what went down on Monday in the NBA. Now, I know people are going to say, Jason, it's Monday in the NBA. There's like, what is there, 20 games left, 30 games left? What are you overreacting for? I'm just going to bring up 2 quick ones. So Curry's first game post-injury, remember, he's going to be out about a month, 12-ish games. Klay Thompson hit 12 three-pointers against OKC. I mean, he was unbelievable. One of those performances that you're like, oh, they're going to be fine. Like Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, I think they hit like 24 threes. Klay, 12 of 16. Like, OKC, how do you not find Klay Thompson? It was just one of those, we're going to be okay, but they're at home. This is good news for the Lakers, obviously, with the Thunder losing. And the other game that I thought was mildly interesting, again, just mildly, and no, it's not my guy Keegan Murray and the Kings erupting. It's not the Bulls winning and, you know, maybe considering keeping Zach LaVine. Every win matters here for the Bulls. They think they can get in the playoffs. I don't think there's any point to it. No, it's not Cam Thomas going for 47 against the Paperclips. It's what happened in Dallas. So Utah, if you guys remember the first 2 weeks, they were one of the best stories in the league. Lauri Markkanen Conley, Jordan Clarkson, this team can play. It lasted 2 weeks, and then it started to wear off. They're trying to keep above water. So they're at home Monday night against the Luka-less Mavericks. Luka-less Mavericks. They had been winless this season without Luka Doncic. Kyrie Irving, not there yet. Trade was consummated late Monday. It's official, but he's not there yet. The Jazz jump all over them in the first quarter. And then something funny happened. The Dallas Mavericks, young guys, probably who most of this podcast aren't even aware of, had monster games. And you see that and you're like, okay, no Luka. The team hasn't won a game without Luka this year. And Josh Green, who's 22, I mentioned him on yesterday's pod. 29 points, was plus 39. I think there's a scenario where Josh Green actually starts when they reconfigure the lineup. I really do think this guy could be, not a defensive stopper, but he's going to be a factor. Now, what's he going to do in the playoffs? I don't know. We'll see. He's 22. But the other guy is Jaden Hardy. You guys remember him from, he was in everybody's mock draft. Everybody thought, okay, this guy's got some talent. We don't really know what he is. He's just a young, bouncy kid. He didn't even go to college. I think he was in that Ignite League. I forget. He's 20 years old, right? He's a rookie. Not much expected of a 20-year-old rookie. He comes off the bench, scored 29 points in 26 minutes. Plus 23. So Josh Green, 22 years old. Jaden Hardy, 20 years old. Carried the Mavs to a comeback win in Utah. Monster fourth quarter for the Mavs. Again, it's probably nothing. But file it away that maybe this team is rejuvenated. Maybe the trade, I'm sure like there's going to be a short-term bump, obviously. And Kyrie will probably let the team down eventually. I'm sorry to Pyro and Kyrie. By the way, still have 24 hours. Yes, we'll do 24 more hours to get in the best comment that's a 5-star review on iTunes, and I will mail you the burnt orange Kyrie Irving jersey. It's a throwback. It's money. It's on my Twitter account. Go look at the jersey. I like Luka so much that it offsets my dislike for Kyrie Irving that I'm probably going to end up rooting for the Mavs in the playoffs, as well as Curry and the Lakers. But this team is interesting. They've got some young, spicy guys who can erupt. And we know Kyrie and LeBron back in the day was a pretty nasty duo in Cleveland. Will Luka, who is ball dominant like LeBron, will Luka and Kyrie be as dominant? I think it's a good topic. But now I do want to get to the Lakers and LeBron's interview with Mike Wilbon.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And now we absolutely have to talk about LeBron James. For my money, the greatest player in NBA history. I know that perturbs the Jordan fanboys. It's just me, guys. I'm the only one who thinks that. No, there's other smart basketball people who agree with that. Obviously, LeBron has a chance to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's mark for most points in NBA history. He can do that tonight, but more than likely he won't. What does he need, Rob? 36 points tonight?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's doable, but I know a lot of buddies who are trying to get into the game for like historical purposes and like saving the ticket and all that. I'm not one of those dudes. We knew LeBron's going to pass Abdul-Jabbar. He's going to be the leading scorer all time. He's top five assists. I mean, I don't know what more the guy can do. He wins another title? Could he? I don't know. We'll see. Lakers 13th in the West heading into tonight's game. But what I find more interesting than the record is that LeBron, and I'm sure this interview was scheduled, in advance. This didn't just pop up after the Kyrie Irving trade, but Kyrie got dealt on Sunday morning. And then lo and behold, on Monday, LeBron gives an interview to Mike Wilbon, wide-ranging interview, of course, about LeBron breaking Jabbar's record. And then, oh, by the way, because Kyrie just got traded and you guys didn't get him, and LeBron, your tweet, you know, LeBron, what do you think? And, of course, LeBron, well, I can't say I'm not disappointed on not being able to land such a great talent, someone I had great chemistry with and great chemistry with on the floor, and it could help you with championships in my mind. But my focus has shifted. It's like LeBron, the classic LeBron. We're going to miss this when he's gone. Nobody else in the NBA, I don't think, does this. Like, Joel Embiid's not going to be able to pull this off. People just don't care as much. Giannis ain't going to do something like this. But the cryptic, subtweeting, commenting LeBron is a special LeBron. And I have no problem with this. Sorry, LeBron, we weren't going to get you Kyrie Irving. The most interesting thing I read about this, Rob, was that the Nets, ultimately, Joe Tsai, the owner, did not want to give Kyrie what he wanted, which was Lakers. So he wasn't going to do a deal anyway. But the Nets said, we don't want Russell Westbrook. We want nothing to do with him. So take your deal elsewhere. And for the Lakers to not be in the mix for Kyrie, for LeBron to be upset, like, LeBron should be the first person to know, holy hell, this is a major risk reward. Do you need to take this risk? Rob, I don't know if you saw my IG this week, but somebody had a picture of the Grim Reaper going door to door, and they had Kyrie's face on the Grim Reaper, and his first door was Cleveland, and you see like blood at the door. It's closed. Then the next door was Boston, blood on the door. It's closed. Brooklyn, blood on the floor in the door. It's closed. And then he's knocking the Grim Reaper with Kyrie's face on it on the Dallas Mavericks door. And that to me, Rob, I know we disagree on this, but I want nothing to do with Kyrie Irving and the Lakers. Absolutely. And if the Lakers are dumb enough this offseason to trade for Kyrie Irving, if the Lakers are dumb enough this summer to offer Kyrie the 4 years, $200 million that he wants, they deserve all the problems that they get. Because whoever does that deal, whatever sucker gets to the table and says, yeah, we'll give you Kyrie four for $198 or four for $200, you're a fool. And the Lakers apparently were willing to offer Kyrie a two-year, $80 million extension in the deal. But again, the owner ultimately scuttled it, and the Lakers were not going to do the deal if Kyrie wasn't going to agree to a two-year deal because they wouldn't part with Austin Reeves and Max Christie. Now, I know there's some laughing in the peanut gallery. Austin Reeves, Max Christie. Were you guys laughing when the Lakers let Caruso go so they could bring on Westbrook? They're not letting that happen again. And Austin Reeves and Max Christie are in the mold of a Caruso-type player. Now, they're a little younger, I do believe it would be foolish for the Lakers to part with them to get Kyrie and some rental 2-year deal. It's just, he's a mess. He's a disaster, Rob. I don't want him. Now, you're a diehard Lakers fan. You are Mr. Future Laker. What do you think? Did you want them to get Kyrie Irving?
Absolutely. And apologies in advance to America here in Phoenix. As you guys know, Jason will be here later in the week for the Super Bowl. And I packed my microphone set up. I showed you before we started recording, and my dumbass forgot the cord that goes with it. So I have a microphone for no good reason, and I'm here doing this on my AirPods. So apologies for that. But yeah, absolutely, I wanted Kyrie Irving because I want to win championships. And I don't care about the self-sabotage that's going to come 3-4 years down the line, whether it's with the Lakers or now most likely going to be with Dallas, assuming he gets re-up there, because I assume they don't make that deal unless he gets re-signed. But my bigger issue, before I get to my biggest issue, you brought up the whole thing about Max Christie and Austin Reeves, about them being the deal breaker. There's actually more to it. You know, Shams Charania reported from The Athletic late, or maybe even early yesterday morning, like in the wee hours of the morning, all these days kind of bleed together. You know how this week is with the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
But he reported that it was Russell Westbrook, the two first-round picks, Reeves, Christie, and pick swaps. And it said, according to Shams, that was just to get in the conversation. Okay. That wasn't even like, hey, if you do this, we'll make the deal. And I guess as a result, the Lakers are like, yeah, this guy's not that serious. They really don't want to spend him to us. So we're not even going to counter because it's this obvious that this is not going to happen. But my bigger issue with all of this, and this was a big talking point Monday evening, because LeBron did that interview with Mike Wilbon on ESPN, and he talked about Kyrie Irving, and LeBron said, quote, "I can't sit here and say I'm not disappointed on not being able to land such a talent, someone I had great chemistry with and know I got great chemistry with on the floor to help you win championships." And he goes on and on and on. And it's like, you can't say that publicly and have your eye emoji on Saturday and the maybe it's me tweet on Sunday, and then follow it up a few minutes later in that same interview saying, my focus is on this locker room, and we have an opportunity. We move on. We finish season strong, try to get a bit of the postseason. And if we're healthy, we can be with anybody. Obviously, that's not the case, because you wouldn't be saying that and tweeting that if that's really what you felt. And LeBron James, for all of his abilities, and I think he's the second greatest, you think he's the greatest player ever, you know, either way, he's top two. It's not like the worst place to be. And he gets credit by all of these people for being such a great leader because of what he did in Cleveland and leading the ragtag group of guys against the Spurs and keeping Kyrie in line, at least temporarily. He has this thing about him where he will openly campaign for trading his teammates. And
he
it's
should.
Not something I don't you but you can't be a great leader and do that at the same time.
No, you Rob, of course you if you're LeBron, sure you can.
How?
Remember, I know everybody wants to bag on LeBron because of the Russell Westbrook deal. Rob, who was the driving force to get Anthony Davis here? You think LeBron getting him to Clutch Sports had anything at all to do with it, Rob? Anything?
Absolutely.
Listen,
I know
people want to kill LeBron for getting Russell Westbrook here, and he whiffed. LeBron made a mistake. It happens. He's human. He also got Anthony Davis here. He also got you a title. He also dragged this franchise out of the worst bottomless pit they were in, I think, in the history of the franchise. Kobe Bryant demanded all of the money. He got all the money, and they were a 20-win team. And they draft Lonzo, and they do this, and they do that. And it gets them nowhere. They get absolutely nothing. And then LeBron shows up. They get Anthony Davis, and they get a title. Like, we're just forgetting about that. When you do that, can't you say, hey, man, I'm pissed off we didn't get Kyrie, but now my focus is to the locker room. You got to move on, right? What's wrong with that?
There's a lot wrong with that. The problem is you can't play both sides of the fence. You can't try to absolve yourself by saying, I'm not the GM. That's a question for Rob and Jeannie upstairs and Rob and Kurt. And I only worry about what's going on in the locker room. While at the same time being public, repeated over and over and over, saying, oh, well, Kyrie's available. We got to make a trade. And anybody with half a brain knows the only way that trade happens is if you trade Russell Westbrook. So you have a guy who you want to say on one side of your mouth, hey, if we have a healthy roster with me, Russ, and AD, we can win a championship. Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. And then at the same time, a few hours later, not even a few hours, 30 seconds beforehand, say, well, I wish we would have made that trade for Kyrie Irving because that would have been even better. And it's like LeBron has somehow created this idea where he is at one hand the greatest or the second greatest player of all time, and he needs to be treated and adored as such, which is fine, while at the same time created this idea that he's somehow a victim and that people aren't doing everything they can to make sure that things are working out in the way that he wants to.
Well, wait a second. Time out.
Simultaneously washing his hands clear of all of it.
Time out. Are the Lakers doing everything they can right now to build a contender?
Yes.
And that is?
If you offer both of those picks and Russell Westbrook for Kyrie Irving, knowing he's going to sabotage your team at some point, to me, that means you're doing everything.
So Pelinka should be applauded. Interesting. I give him the opposite credit for not getting Kyrie, but apparently it's sounding like it wasn't Pelinka in the front office that didn't get Kyrie. It's more like Joseph Tsai, the billionaire owner of the Nets, just didn't want it to happen. And I get that. Don't want to give Kyrie what he wants. But I like your usage of the word sabotage, Rob, because that's all he does. He is the most, Kyrie Irving, that is, the most toxic player in the league. LeBron, I do love how he has selective amnesia. Basically, yeah, I just blocked out where Kyrie Irving refused to play with me in Cleveland and demanded a trade, or he would fake an injury and demand surgery, or get surgery on something he didn't totally need surgery on. We've forgotten that part of Kyrie. Oh, and also we forgot what happened in Boston with the young guys. We forgot all about that. And we forgot dragging Kevin Durant to Brooklyn and then going AWOL and then the anti-Semitic. We just forgot all that. Oh, and how could I forget? Kyrie tried to squash the bubble, Rob. Jeez, I forgot all that. I mean, listen, you know LeBron gives this interview to Wilbon, and there's conditions that have to be met. You can't ask certain questions. You can't. That's how it works at the highest levels with the biggest guests. You know that, Rob.
Yep.
Okay? There was no way on earth Michael Wilbon was going to try to pin him down and say, you know, who should have you given up for Kyrie? Like, you know, he would twist it and say that's a GM decision. But of course it went apart with Westbrook. Did you see the stat, by the way? It was floating around. I put it on IG on Monday. So if you look at all shooters in the NBA this season, Russell Westbrook has the lowest points per jump shot of all 75 players who have had at least 300 shots. He's shooting 20% on corner threes from one side, 38% from the other. He's shooting 51% at the rim, 33% right outside the paint. He can't shoot. They must trade him. The idea that they should not try to get Zach LaVine is insanity. And LeBron should be openly championing this. He's having an all-NBA caliber season, probably second team because the league is stacked and he's 38. But they should not waste it. Like, they could have... I hate to do this game, Bob, but remember when they could have had Buddy Hield and Miles Turner? How much better would this team be?
Right, yeah, now? Even those
they would not
two
be 13th
be
in the West.
Yeah.
They would not be 13th in the West.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they would be top three, but they would definitely not be in this predicament. Remember, if you had lost with Turner and Hield, if you had lost Anthony Davis, you wouldn't be starting Thomas Bryant and Wenyen Gabriel, who I like, and I've told you.
I like Wenyen Gabriel too. He's great.
He's got Hessel energy guy, but Miles Turner's like a legitimate starting center. You would not have lost a lot when AD went down. So it's frustrating for me that LeBron's not getting what he wants. And I do believe, yeah, in some aspects, Rob, you know this. You've worked with high-level talent. The top radio hosts in the country, they want something, they get it. The top TV guys in the country, they want something, they get it. I'm sure there were other people at ESPN angling for, hey, let me get that LeBron sit down. Can I get that? Mike Wilbon steps in. I'll take LeBron. Thank you very much. Like, that's just how it works in the media. So, yeah, LeBron should be able to go to the front office and say, guys, we need help. We're 13th in the West. Send help. I'm sure he's doing that. Now, is he openly saying, wait, dump Westbrook, let's do this? I don't think he's at the level he was in Cleveland where he was like, get me Mozgov and J.R. Smith. But I think he's like, this is not working. And anybody with two eyes could see that, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, I would respect that a hell of a lot more. Like, if then he just... Then the passive-aggressive, hey, this is what, you know, I saw a 13-year-old girl do on Instagram one time, and it seemed to work out for her, so let me try it and see if it works in an NBA locker room. Like, that's the kind of stuff he likes to do. But I would much prefer if he went scorched earth a la Kobe Bryant in 2008, when he goes on camera to in a parking lot at like a Kohl's, and he says, you mean to tell me we can get Jason Kidd for Andrew Bynum? Ship his ass out of here then. And then he follows that up a few weeks later by doing every radio interview imaginable. Like, he's LeVar Ball, spoke to Rick Bucher, Stephen A. Smith, like anybody who was available that day Kobe was talking to. And he said, if we don't upgrade this roster, then trade me. I'd rather play in Pluto or whatever it is, he said. If LeBron had just come out and said, look, what we have is not working. What we have is not enough for me, and in my opinion, to win a championship. So what we need to do is do whatever we can to upgrade this roster so that we can have a fair fight against Dallas, against Denver, Memphis, whoever, pick your favorite team in the West, whatever, Golden State. Cool. At least you know where we stand. Like, hey, LeBron's not happy. Most Laker fans, you and I included, believe they need more to really compete somewhere, whether it's trading Russ or Pat Bev or whoever. They need more than what they have. Yeah. But instead, he half-heartedly says, well, I wish we would have got Kyrie. Here's my eye emoji, my Wilbon. Obviously, I'm disappointed. Yeah.
Well, but
and then he says, but if
not,
we're healthy,
I
can win a championship like this.
Rob, he's doing everything in his... I just feel like you guys are piling on LeBron, and I know crocodile tears for the greatest player in the NBA has ever seen, who's wealthy beyond belief. I don't know. Is he a billionaire? He might be close. Whatever.
I think he's valued at over $1 billion, yeah.
So, like, he showed up at practice Monday. Remember, he did the interview with Wilbon, then didn't talk to reporters, and according to Darvin Ham, you know, did not participate in practice. So, you know, quiet quitting is like a big thing right now. Ha, ha, ha. Quiet quitting happening around the country. Is this LeBron's version of quiet quitting? Can he pose like a one day, hey, guys, I'm not into it. I feel devastated. Can he do that?
He could, but then he absolutely can't, because I think that would send a strong message to the front office that he's not happy. But what you can't do is say, we don't have enough. I'm disappointed we didn't get Kyrie. And then 45 seconds later say, but if we're fully healthy, we can win a championship. Like, you, in the words of Kevin Hart, say it with your chest. Whatever you feel, however upset you are and disappointed about Kyrie, and I get it, I totally understand as a Laker fan, but if you are the leader and the driving force behind this team, right or wrong, then you need to be all in one way or all out the other way. You can't.
Well, we know he's all in.
Stepping.
We know he's all in. I mean, he's a second
team
All-NBA.
He's trying to get his teammates traded public, privately, and then publicly saying, well, we can win a title with these guys.
Well, wait a minute. What do you expect him to do? Say, we can't. Do you want him to be like Kobe and say, I can't win shit with Smush Parker here?
Yes.
That's more appropriate?
I would rather he did that. Because at least he's being honest.
Face the guy, pass him the ball, be in the locker room with them? No way. That's not right.
I want guys who are at least straight up with how they feel.
Okay. How straight up are you with your wife, Rob?
That's a terrible
comparison.
You're
not 100% honest on everything. Every guy knows that. Every guy knows.
Yeah, but the thing
is, you
can't
be 100% honest.
If we're on a team, like this show, you and I are a team.
Husband and wives are on a team.
That's a lifelong bond that's different. You're honest to a point. But if you and I, this podcast, for example, we want it to be the best possible podcast there is, right?
It's not.
Are there not direct? Yeah, exactly. Are there not times where you and I will talk off air or text off air, and you'll say, "I don't like this topic," or "I don't like," I'll tell you, "I don't like this guest idea," and so on and so forth. Is that a difficult conversation? No, because we both want the same thing. And if we're both honest with each other, I know how you feel about certain topics and certain guests. I feel like you know at this point how I feel about certain topics and certain guests. And we make it work because we're working towards the same thing. I'm not coming on here and telling you publicly, oh man, big fan of what you said about Kyrie, because the name. I'm a big fan of what you said about Kyrie. And then texting you afterwards, nah, that wasn't it, dude. I don't like that. Like, it has to be, if we're going to be doing this together, then we all need to be rowing in the same boat. And he's one foot on the dock and one foot in the boat to me.
But I guess some of that makes sense, but I think he's playing it as if let's say he isn't all in on these guys or even half in on these guys and the Lakers don't make a trade. They're not making the playoffs. Then you've got guys pouting knowing they're done in a week and they're already not very talented to begin with, Patrick Beverley, Russell Westbrook. And all of a sudden now you're not in the playoffs and LeBron's season is wasted. I don't think you could do that. And Buddy agrees with me, Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the tire decision guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
So I don't know. It's just possible, Rob, that we just fundamentally disagree. And we can agree to disagree. We're humans. We're rational. I don't mind what LeBron's doing. I would hate for him to go scorched earth and say, I can't believe we acquired Patrick Beverley. Russell Westbrook's been a total disaster. It's all my fault for bringing him here. Like, you say that, then what happens? Then what happens? Then it's like you have no chance of making the playoffs. There's still, hey, man, I have faith in my guys. Whatever happens, I got faith in my guys. I don't know. But then again, I am openly rooting for LeBron, Rob. Aren't you?
So am I. I want us to win. I would like to win a championship. I was willing to take Kyrie Irving, knowing that things were going to blow up in 2.5 years. I was fully on board with that.
Toxic Avenger.
It's fine because it's worth it. Look, the Anthony Davis trade. Would I have liked to have Brandon Ingram? Of course, especially after we did over the weekend. Would I have liked to have the pick that turned into Darius Garland, of course, or DeAndre Horton, of course. But we got a championship out of it. So it's the cost of doing business. I get it. And I think if they would have got Kyrie Irving, they would have won a championship either this year or next year. And ultimately, it didn't work out.
Well, LeBron and the Lakers have 2 days to land Zach LaVine or Buddy Hield, Miles Turner. And hopefully, they can celebrate LeBron breaking Jabbar's record by adding a piece and getting right back in the NFL. I'm sorry, and getting right back in the NBA championship mix, because right now they're not there. They're close, but they're not there. All right, that's all for today, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.